was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Dillard loves the radio. I guess you could say it's in his blood, since his grandfather worked on some old radio programs and his dad owns a radio station over in Connellsville. But right now, Brad isn't very happy with his radio,
Hollywood,
mostly
California.
Because he can't find anything on it that he likes. Good grief.
What's the matter, Brad?
Oh, hi, Mr. Whittaker. I was trying to find something to listen to on the radio. Nothing's on.
Wait a minute. You mean with all those stations, you couldn't find anything at all?
Nothing for kids. Everything's either too old or too stupid. The only station that comes close to my age plays all that drum machine, dance, screaming heavy metal.
But radio's changed a lot since I was a kid, that's for sure.
You had radios when you were a kid?
Watch it. I'm not that old.
I was just joking. I bet you used to listen to all the old programs, like The Shadow and The Lone Ranger and Fibber McGee and Millie.
Molly.
Yeah, her too.
I'm impressed. How do you know so much about the old radio shows?
My grandfather used to work on them. He was a producer in New York. He gave me a bunch of recordings of all the old programs. I think they're great. You know what we need, Mr. Whittaker? A radio station for kids.
Yep, that would be nice, but it's easier said than done.
Not if you know what you're doing. I'd start one if I had the equipment for it.
Would you? You know, that's a pretty big responsibility.
Yeah, but I'd get a bunch of the kids to help me.
Really? You think you could do it?
Sure. Radio's been my favorite hobby all my life. You know, my dad owns that station in Connellsville. I go there all the time. I talked to him about doing a show for kids, but he says nobody would listen to it. I think they would.
Then maybe you should come with me, Brad. I had everything moved back here. Ah, there it is. See? All along that wall?
Wow. Is this what I think it is?
Yes, if you think it's old radio equipment. I got it as part of a deal when I bought this building a few years ago. You know, unless I have my history wrong, there was a small radio station operating out of one of the rooms upstairs. It was the only radio station in Odyssey from the late 30s to the 50s.
I've read about that. The radio tower is still out near Gower's Field, isn't it?
That's right. The station closed down when television got popular.
This is great. Huh, I wonder if any of it works.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure we could check it out and see. If you're serious about starting a radio station for kids.
Are you kidding? Just wait until I get the word around about this. Quiet down.
This is a great idea, Brad.
Yeah, for once we'll have a radio station for us. We'll run it. We'll do everything that needs to be done. Mr. Whittaker will help us to make sure we're not doing anything wrong. Are there any questions?
Yeah. Can I be a disc jockey? I've always wanted to talk on the radio.
That's a good question. I'll tell you how we'll do that. We'll have auditions. Besides that, you know what else we need? We need a couple of record players, records, tapes, and stuff like that. So I need everyone to bring in everything you've got so I can look through it.
How come you get to choose? Just because you were president of our class at school doesn't mean you can boss us around during the summer. Who made you in charge?
I did, Leonard.
Oh, just wondering. We have one minor hitch in this. I need someone who knows about electronics to help get the equipment ready. Anybody here know anything about radio?
I know how to turn mine on.
Thanks, Leonard. You're a big help. Yes, I see that hand.
Me?
No, not you. You, over there, the one that's waving. Stand up.
I am standing up.
Sherman.
I can do it. I know a lot about electronics.
Sherman, the only thing you know about is how to get trampled in gym class.
All right, lay off. Look, Sherman, thanks for offering, but I need someone who really knows what they're doing.
But I...
If I could interject again, I'd like to say on behalf of Sherman that he does know a lot about electronics. He's even helped me on some of my inventions.
Well, if you say so, Mr. Whittaker, Sherman can give it a try. So, are we all in this or not? Odyssey's first radio station, by kids, for kids. Hey, that's what we should call it, Kids Radio.
Yeah!
What are we waiting for? Let's get started!
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want me to do for this audition thingy?
Here, read this.
Okay.
Out loud, Leonard.
Mr. Whittaker, I tested all these transmitter tubes just like you asked me to. Some of them still work.
How many?
Five.
Oops.
One.
I want to be a disc jockey, Brad. Can I audition to be a disc jockey?
Yeah, go ahead. Try reading this.
Okay. I'm ready to read.
Today in the news, the president signed a bill.
You're hired! Two very long weeks. I think I've finished all the auditions. How are you doing, Sherman?
Okay, I guess. Things are kind of slow on the technical end of it.
What's wrong?
For one thing, this is really old equipment. For another thing, I can't get enough help. Mr. Whittaker and I have been doing it by ourselves. But even Mr. Whittaker doesn't have enough time.
But where's Freddy? He said he'd help you today.
He went home a couple of hours ago to watch Mr. Ed reruns.
So you've been doing this all day by yourself?
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Sure. Hand me those wire cutters.
Here you go. You know, Sherman, I really didn't think you could do it. When you raised your hand and said you wanted to fix up this equipment, I kind of thought you were a geek. You know.
Yeah, I know. Everybody thinks that.
I was wrong about you. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry I trampled you in gym class, too. If I knew that you were a good guy and not just a geek, I wouldn't have done it. Why don't the other kids realize you're such a nice guy?
I don't know. I guess nobody ever got close enough to notice.
Oh, good. You're both here. Say, I've got some good news.
We could use some.
The mayor has given us full approval of Kids Radio and pulled some strings in Washington to get you a temporary license to broadcast. The only conditions are that you can only broadcast between sunrise and sunset, and then I act as sponsor of the station.
Do you mind?
Oh, not at all. Do you?
Are you kidding? You can be my boss any day.
Oh, one other thing. You can start broadcasting as soon as you're ready.
What? Really?
Uh-huh.
That's great. Sherman?
Yes?
When can we be ready?
Well, if I can get some help here and work real hard without interruptions, Saturday.
Terrific. Saturday it is. Is everything ready? We said we'd start at 10 o'clock, and that's only a couple minutes away.
You have everything set up back in the studio?
Yep.
I'll turn the radio on out here in the shop so I can listen to you, okay?
Okay, give me a couple seconds to get in front of the microphone.
Go. Sherman, throw the switch. Brad, you're on.
Good morning, Odyssey. Big Brad with you for the beginning of the all-new Kids Radio.
Did he say Big Brad?
This is a station created by kids for kids. So turn off those Saturday morning cartoons and put your ear to the radio.
Well, he's off to a good
Let's
start.
Let's kick this broadcast off with a little music. Oh no, where's the record? There it is. This is... I can't read it while the label's going around. Well, you'll figure it out. I should have put some nickels on that needle. Let's get a traffic report.
Traffic report? But it's Saturday.
That's me.
I said, let's get a traffic...
I'm here.
Hello, Scoop Sherman. Glad you could make it. How's traffic?
Traffic looks real good today, Big Brad. No particular jam up, except a minor collision at Maple and Vine about a half hour ago. I fell off my bike and knocked Jeremy Price off his skateboard. I skinned my elbow, see?
Yeah, thanks, Sherman. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Hi, kids. John Avery Whittaker here.
You gotta hold it up to the microphone.
We're having here at Wits End. Celebrate the new kids' radio station. I'm giving away a free ice cream cone for everyone you buy. So, come on in.
Yes, siree. That's one ice cream cone free for everyone you buy. Only at Wits End. And now, Sherman's gonna read the news.
I am, but I did traffic.
You're going to do the news, too. Come on, my fingers are getting tired.
Today in the news, Soviet Premier, Michael Golobarchuk.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
Oh, yeah, him. Anyway, he announced a change in the policy of glasnost.
Glasnost. Never mind, we'll do that later. I've got something more important here.
This report just in. The Wilbur's pet collie, Dixie, has jumped the fence again and is now running loose in the Yorktown section of town. If you're delivering mail or newspapers, be careful. And now, back to the music.
But I didn't get to the weather.
Then do it.
Okay, you don't have to get huffy. It's going to be real nice weather today. It's also partly cloudy or partly sunny. Kind of a little of each. So don't go to the pool or you'll get a lopsided suntan. It says here that the highs will be in the lows of the uppers.
What?
Well, that's what it says. You wrote it.
I must have copied it from the newspaper wrong. Oh, well. Now can we do some more music?
Yeah, go ahead.
We had a request from Leonard to play the theme song to the movie Texas Chainsaw Mass Attack, but I want to explain that we don't play junk like that. Here's something else instead. Oops, sorry about that.
Boy, am I tired. Thanks for bringing me lunch, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, you're welcome. You've been working hard. Been on the air, 5 hours?
Yeah.
What happened to Philip? I thought he was relieving you at 2:00.
He was, but he hit his sister, so his parents put him on restriction.
Well, who's in the studio now?
Benjamin.
Really? I didn't think he was interested in being an announcer.
He's not, but he's the only one I could get to fill in. I told him to play a lot of records and not say anything. I'm so exhausted.
I knew it would be tough, but I thought you'd have some help.
Me too. Everybody was real excited at the meeting. Uh-oh, what now?
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
What's he doing?
Hi, this is Benjamin, and I thought you'd enjoy hearing me play a selection on my saxophone. Here goes.
Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker. Benjamin!
Will Brad ever get his radio station working right? We'll find out when we return to today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Evening, Mr. Whittaker. Sorry to come in so late. I'm sure you must be ready to close.
Just about, Mr. Dillard. I wouldn't close until Kids Radio went off the air, which should be, in just a few minutes. Come to pick up Brad?
Well, sort of. He doesn't know it yet, though. We've been listening to this Kids Radio of his for the past few days, and, I came down to put a stop to it.
Put a stop to it? You don't like it?
Like it? I love it. I think it's a great idea. But not when my son is the only one doing it. He's been on the air most of the time since it started, and last time I had the radio on, he sounded like he was ready to drop. I'm concerned about him, Mr. Whittaker. His health. What happened to the other kids? I thought this was supposed to be a group effort.
Well, it was. Frankly, Mr. Dillard, I've tried to keep a safe distance from Brad and Kids Radio so he could feel like it's really his responsibility. You know, maybe it's time to step back in.
I'd appreciate it if you would. I know my son's love for radio. He's nearly fanatical about it. I suppose it kind of runs in our family. But I can't let him continue this by himself. He'll kill himself trying to make it work.
I understand. Say, can I ask a favor?
Certainly.
Let me bring him home tonight. I'd like to talk to him about this.
I'd appreciate that.
Maybe now would be a good time. Brad.
I'll go up to bed in a minute, Mom.
Brad?
Huh? Oh, the studio! Oh, no, I must have fallen asleep. I gotta put on another record.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'd like to make a brief announcement, if I may.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Just turn that knob over there.
Oh, this one. Oh, here, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes what could possibly be the last broadcast of Kids Radio on Odyssey. It was a good idea. But I guess all the people who thought so in the beginning changed their minds when they found out they had to work to make it happen. Or maybe they didn't get to do things their way, so they quit. That's often how it is. Not only here, but at church and at school, even at home. You know, it's sad to see that happen. The only thing I can say is that Brad and Sherman have been two very good examples of commitment. They did what they thought was right, and they did it wholeheartedly, even when no one else would help. They'd keep on going if I let them, but I can't. Either everyone stays involved in this, or it ends tonight. That's our choice. Is there anyone listening willing to commit their time and energy to work on Kids Radio and stick with it? If so, come to Wits End tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Otherwise, it was nice while it lasted. This is Kids Radio on Odyssey, signing off.
But you can't stop Kids Radio, Mr. Whitaker. We'll stay with it. Sherman and I will make it work.
I know you'd try, Brad. You and Sherman have worked very hard, but you're exhausting yourselves.
But if we don't, nobody will. What should we do?
Well, that's what we'll decide at the meeting tomorrow. Well, it's 3:15.
That's it. Nobody showed.
I'm here.
I met everybody except us, Sherm.
Well, I have to admit I'm disappointed. I felt sure that somebody would come.
I guess that's the end of Kids Radio, huh? Boy, we really failed.
No, Brad, you didn't fail. In fact, I'd say you were...
Hello there.
If you came for the meeting, it just ended.
Meeting? I don't know anything about a meeting. I'm looking for John Whitaker.
That's me.
I understand you're responsible for that Kids Radio thing I've been hearing for the past few days.
Well, not really. I provided the space and...
It doesn't matter. I want to talk to those two kids, Big Brad and Sheldon.
Sherman.
I have to tell you that they were the funniest kids I think I've ever heard.
You thought they were funny?
Absolutely.
Great. Not only did we fail, but we made fools out of ourselves, too.
What do you mean, we?
You're Brad and Sherwood?
Sherman.
I don't think I want to admit it.
Hold on. I don't think you understand. I thought you guys were terrific. See, my name is Ralph Adams, and I'm program director for Odyssey Radio. You've heard of it. Odyssey 102 on the FM dial. Anyway, I was listening to Big Brad and
Sherman.
Yeah, you guys. Now, listen. I don't want to horn in on your new station or anything, Mr. Whitaker, but I've got to have these kids.
You do? For what?
To do a show on my station. It's perfect. I'll give them a few hours every Saturday morning to do exactly what they've been doing. I've been looking for this sort of thing for months.
Well, what do you know?
You want us to do everything exactly like we did it?
Even traffic and news?
Even read Bible verses?
Yes. Unless they're under contract to you, Mr. Whitaker.
You can't be under contract to a station that's currently on hold.
Terrific! Call your parents. We need to have a talk.
But what about Kids Radio, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, don't worry about that. When the time's right, it'll come back.
Let's go, boys!
This'll be great.
Yeah, all right.
Come on,
real
radio station.
Mr. Adams, before you go...
Yes, Mr. Whitaker.
I had an idea for a radio program that I thought I'd like to try out on you.
Oh? Let's hear it.
Well, it's kind of like the old-time radio dramas, and it takes place in a small town. And it has a big building they call a Discovery Emporium.
A Discovery Emporium?
Yes, and it has a special Bible room and the county's largest train set.
Train set?
Yes, and it's run by a grandfatherly inventor, and kids come in and they have all kinds of adventures together. What do you think?
Stick to selling ice cream, Mr. Whitaker. Stick to selling ice cream. Discovery Emporium. Train set. Adventures together.
I thought it was a good idea. Oh, well.
I thought it was a good idea, too, Mr. Whitaker. But just as Brad and Sherman learned, it's not enough to have a good idea. We have to be willing to work hard, too. And if we're going to do anything, we should do our best and do it right. That's something the Bible said about one of Israel's kings, King Hezekiah, in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 20 and 21. It notes that he was a king who was good, kind, and faithful. In everything he did in the service of God, in obedience to God's commands, he sought God and worked wholeheartedly. And so he was successful. It's something for you to think about when you're helping around the house, or doing things at church, or even when it comes to your schoolwork. Do it wholeheartedly, whether anybody else does it or not. Keep at it until the job is done. Adventures and Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. All stories are written and directed by Paul McCusker and Bill Lawler. Our production engineers are Bob Luttrell and Dave Arnold. Our producer is Steve Harris and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.